From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Master and Commander, The Far Side of the World, sweeps into movie theaters tomorrow. The film, like the Patrick O'Brien books it's based on, strives to recreate 19th century naval life as authentically as possible. The uniforms, the flags, the ships, their weapons, and perhaps the most challenging element, how it all sounded. Sound designer Richard King is the man responsible for that racket, and there are no prepackaged sound effects. To create such a rich sonic world, King, along with Master and Commander's director, Peter Weir, spent months in an oddly silent pursuit, reading.
Patrick O'Brien's novels are rich in auditory details and in descriptions of the way things sounded, the way gunfire sounded, the way storm sounded. For instance, in Cannon Fire or Gunfire, he speaks of the enormously loud, high-pitched, unnatural screeching bellow of a cannon going off. A ball passed over the quarterdeck with a deep howl.
So you've never actually seen or experienced this beyond your mind's eye, and I'm wondering how you were able to recreate these sounds. Maybe we should listen to this, to the cannons, and then you can tell us how you were able to go back and recreate this.
Okay.
You've got that interesting sort of Doppler effect there, the big explosion, and then you sort of hear it sailing in the air. How'd you do this?
Right. We located some collectors who own large cannons, a 24-pounder and a 12-pounder. They lived in Michigan. They had a relationship with a National Guard base, and myself and two recordists who work with me flew to Michigan and we used a variety of recording techniques. We recorded the cannons from very close to get the crack and the sort of mechanism of the gun going off. And we recorded downrange about 300 yards to get the shrieking of the chain shot, as O'Brien says, flying over.
We need a glossary here. Chain shot.
A chain shot is two pieces of round shot cannonballs connected by a piece of chain.
The shrieking of the chain shot, that's so expressive, and we actually have that. Why don't we listen to that, and you can talk us through and tell us what we're hearing.
Mm-hmm. This is layer upon layer of various kinds of shot, mostly chain shot and bar shot, with some grape shot. And the grape shot is the small anti-personnel shot. And we fired all that over microphones to get the, you know, the close sound of something large traveling very fast overhead.
And we also hear those cannonballs actually hitting things. How'd you do that?
Well, we built a couple of targets on the artillery range and blasted those apart, but the results were sort of anticlimactic. So that was one of the things that we recreated mostly here in Los Angeles. We destroyed wooden barrels and pieces of wood, and that's how we got the impact. Some of the very sharp impacts, the moment of impact into a hull, for instance, is sometimes punctuated by a close rifle shot or something very sharp and distinct.
This is all in a day's work for you, but in some way, were you transported back to your boyhood?
Yeah, it was. I remember as a kid playing and making sound effects while I was playing. So in a way, it is. It's a very visceral thing, and you know it when you've got it. And it's sometimes it takes days and days and days to get the sound you want. But when you've got it, it's extremely satisfying.
We have another scene that you've shared with us. I'd like to play this, and I guess I should let our listeners know this is pretty dramatic stuff. Richard, what's going on here?
The Surprise, our hero ship, commanded by Jack Aubrey, as they're rounding Cape Horn and they are turning into the wind, turning westward into the wind in order to chase the French ship. They're already in a gigantic storm, a hurricane practically. So the wind and the storm elements escalate from exciting to terrifying.
So Richard, if you couldn't actually take to the seas to record these sounds, what'd you have to do?
Well, we essentially broke the experience of the storm down into its component parts, the way the ocean would sound if the ship wasn't there, the ocean itself, the crashing waves, the gigantic swells, the shriek of the wind, and then we added the ship, the working of the ship, the working of the timbers of the ship, creaking, groaning, the masts are all speaking and groaning, and the rigging is bar taut and is... stressed to its almost to its breaking point.
Where did you do this?
Well, we constructed for the wind through the rigging component, which is one of the most dramatic sounds that O'Brien describes. We constructed a gigantic wooden frame in the back of a pickup truck and rigged it with 1,000 feet of line, tightened it all down with turnbuckles. So it was very, very taut. Been using directional mics shooting up into the rigging. We drove that truck 70 miles an hour or so into a 30 or 40 knot wind, and we're able, by modulating the speed of the truck and using other objects such as barbecue grills or refrigerator grills, create this varying degrees of shrieking to whistling to sighing, you know, wind through rigging.
And there's a bit of irony here, isn't there? Because this wind noise was used for a key scene at sea, and you did all this in one of the driest spots on Earth.
Right, in Mojave Desert.
Theaters today have such sophisticated sound systems. I'm wondering if there's ever too much sound with, you know, an epic that's this big. You build and you build and you build, and at some point you say, well, maybe that's just too much.
Absolutely, and as soon as sound stops serving the film or the drama of the film, it's failed. And as soon as it draws attention to itself, it's failed. What you want to do is put the audience in that situation. You're not hearing every little detail of what's going on, but you're hearing the force and the drama and the sort of aggression of the storm. And the film ultimately tells you what's needed.
Richard, it's been great talking to you.
Thank you, Michelle.
Richard King is sound designer of Master and Commander, The Far Side of the World. The film is in theaters tomorrow. You can hear more of King's sound creations at our website, npr.org. Headphones are highly recommended. This is All Things Considered from NPR News.